Hey, welcome to Up the Smut podcast with Michaela and me, Kate.
It's a me, Mario.
Yeah, I was like, what do I put out? I never know. One day I'll get an intro down. It's kind of
Probably
the
not
same
today.
thing, but
Maybe next year. We'll aim for a year. It's a long-term goal of ours.
I want like I had a music intro on the last podcast, but I didn't carry it over to this one. So I'm gonna look and see if I can just like download just the most unrelated intro music. It's gonna be
I
like a
could come up with a
banjo.
remix. We all know that I love to have a sing. Do you know what I realized for our Christmas episode? I haven't literally since last year, guys. I made up this song for Kate, and we're like, yep, we're gonna do it for next year. We didn't fucking do it, bitch.
I can still edit it back in and people can go listen to it again.
Oh my
I
God.
would honestly, if you write the worst intro for this podcast and record it, I'll just put it at the beginning of every episode. Whatever you want.
I don't think that the world's ready for that. I always say that, like, God knew I would be too powerful if he gave me a good singing voice. There would be no Taylor Swift if there was Michaela Eve out there on the streets. Like, I cannot be good at everything. I cannot look like a fat Bella Hadid slash Jennifer Lawrence before she had that really weird brow lift.
It is
You
weird.
guys know the one. It's like her hair. I was discussing this with my hairdresser because
She
I've just had
doesn't
my hair
look
done.
like herself at all.
Uncanny Valley, right? Like,
Yeah,
she has, it
spooky.
looks like she's got a bad lace front install on. Like her, it looks very half moon. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Jennifer Lawrence's fucking brow line. What are we here to do?
Okay, so Michaela and I thought it would be fun to kind of give awards to the books, some of the books we read in 2023. So we picked like five categories that just so it's not the top because we already mentioned our top. This is just, the funniest. Oh, actually, I didn't pick the funniest because I already am doing that for something else. So here, okay, I'll just tell you. Here are the topics we decided on. Best discreet cover, best cover with people on it, like, whatever, an actual human. Best fight and or grovel, most awe, and most sex scenes. And we're loosey-goosey with this. Like, I didn't actually count the sex scenes in the book that I chose. I'm just like, and I already said the most sex scenes, I think, for my best of 2023 last week's episode. So I had to like, I had to kind of find something different. But anyways, so yeah, I guess let's see. Well, also, really quick, what are you currently reading, Michaela? We were just talking
Oh,
about it, so tell me.
like just dragging me out of it. Okay, so I am currently knee deep in the Eden series by Devney Perry. I'm up to Jasper Vale, which is book four. Book one was good. It was like romantic suspense light. The female main character is a cop, so trigger warning on that. The second book, like very new single mom comes to the small town because I've never lived in a small town. Like I've always lived in big cities, so like. In my mind, I'm like, wow, how romantic. Like this bitch who cannot drive at the age of 35, who freaks out if I don't have internet access. Like, of course, like me in a small town, wonderful, has never experienced snow, like anything. And I was up to book three, and holy shit, guys, if that, I gave it one star. I gave the book one star because I was like, no, it was so bad. It was like not a second chance romance, but. They dated 7 years ago, and then for some reason he married her best friend. I was
Oh
like,
no,
there was
that
no.
is a level of angst that I cannot abide by. Like,
It
I
wasn't
will
even a good
not.
reason. It
I
wasn't even
won't.
a good reason. So, and then I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna like this one, but I'm gonna finish it and I'm gonna read all of them because I bought them. Once
No.
again, silly, silly Michaela
You
bought the
dumb
whole
bitch.
series, stupid ass bitch, because I'm on a book buying ban. Did I talk about that last week?
Okay, does
I'm
it count as
limiting
a book
myself.
buying ban, though, if you preemptively buy all the books that you would have bought on your book buying ban?
It's my fucking rules, okay? Like, don't even think that you can come here with your Virgo righteousness. No, so I'm sorry. I have also have my period in case you guys couldn't tell. I am staring down. I've got to go back to work for 5 days this week. I'm a 35-year-old teenage girl. How can they do this to me? This is child labor. But yeah, look, these books are just helping me escape. And I was just saying to Kate, I was like, but we really just need to think about who are these ranchers from Montana voting for. Like, if we just take a moment, it's
And
not a
it's
political podcast, but
no, but every day it gets harder and harder to let shit like that slide or like to disassociate enough from things like that. Like I told Michaela, I'm in the middle of reading a like my like 50,000th gay romance in a row, and They live in Texas, and I'm like, but the only reason I can do it is because like they're gay and they are just slandering Greg Abbott all over this book. And I'm like, thank you. Like,
Good.
sometimes I like when it's completely disassociated and they don't mention politics at all, but it's still political because it's like pro LGBTQIA plus. But then sometimes I'm like, no, bring the politics in and just like fucking shit on
Yeah.
Texas. Thank you.
Make it really fucking clear where your allegiances lie. So there you go. So that's what you're currently reading. That's what I'm currently reading. Okay, so what's the first category? The first category is going to be.
The first category was the best discreet cover. And I kind of, so I picked a discreet and a cartoon cover because I was like, I can
Love that.
personally consider cartoon covers to be discreet covers. I don't know if other people do,
Oh yeah, I do.
but I'm like, it doesn't have a half naked person on it. So I'm gonna, unless it's a half naked cartoon, then I'm not sure what that would be.
I don't know.
Straddles the
That's
line.
yeah, that does. Something's being straddled, and in this instance it is the line. So there you go.
Okay, so what did you pick?
Okay, so I picked for the best discreet covers. I did too as well, because we're little rule breakers here. I actually said the Lucy scorebooks. I think that one of those was released last year, surely. You know, like
Ooh.
the things we never got over, things we had from the light, and things we left behind. Like they're just
Yeah.
the really pretty pastel floral colors. Then I also picked a cartoon one, and this is because Melissa from Swiss Miss, she's a little cutie on Instagram. I was such a dumb reason. I was really kindly put on the PR list for Wildfire by Hannah Grace. I got the Aurora arc from Simon and Schuster, and Melissa said, she goes, "For a sec, I thought this was art of you." And when I tell you, I did not know how to fucking act after I was told that. Pretty embarrassing. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, maybe she thought it was me. Like, she's just being nice, obviously, and lying to me. But yeah, that was,
Why is everybody writing books using you as inspiration for covers and characters? What's up with that?
I'm not even like a main, I don't have main character energy. I'm the cuckoo best friend. We know this.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely true. You're like,
What was,
you're the
yeah.
girl, the side character who gets laid every night, just goes out and like just gets laid, comes back with just the most spectacular life advice that she does not take herself.
No. It's like 2000 rom-com best friend energy. Yeah, that was like c completely. That's how I had blonde children. My DNA was altered like an X-Man. So what is your pick for, what are your two for the best discreet covers? Like, what's your discreet
Okay.
and then what's your cartoon?
So the best cartoon cover, I'll say first because I wrote that one first, is Return to Monte Carlo by Kate C. Wells. And I haven't talked about this book on the podcast before, I don't think, but it is a nod to like 80s, 90s Harlequins. And so the
Ooh.
cover is a cartoon version of like those covers you used to see on those
Ooh,
books.
fuck
And the
yes.
whole book is a nod. Like people were reviewing it and they're like, oh my God, like he's so like this is like bored like Dubcon and he treats her terribly and this and that. And like, okay, like she's not writing this because he's like a like the best example of a hero. She's writing it because it's literally a nod to these books in which like these tropes existed and everything. So if you like those kinds of books, this is a modern re release like last year that is hits all those sweet spots of like secret pregnancy and like demanding husband and like overbearing family that meddles and like is pieces of shit. It's perfection. And then the actual discreet cover was Minx by Sophie Lark
Oh,
because
yeah.
I read the book, not reading the blurb. I was because Sophie hired me to like do a publicity post and I have to read the book first. And I even for someone of Sophie Lark's caliber, I say, I have to read the book first. I have to like the book. If I don't like it, I'm not doing it. And so I read it going in blind because I was like, if I read a blurb and I'm not feeling it, I'm worried I won't read it and I need to read it. And I loved it. So it's like super heavy on kitten play. And then when I looked at the cover, I was like, oh, that like the cover is like fur with like these like glittery letters that kind of look like the name like a cat like a name tag or like you'd see on the collar of a cat or something. And I was like, oh, like it all comes back full circle. So it's
In an
discreet without
incredible,
being like lame,
yeah, in an
like just like
incredible twist of
recycled.
fate, I can hear one of my cats taking a shit behind me in the litter box. So
They're
it's like, they're like, oh my God, read it to
showing
me, read
support.
me. Yeah, Exactly.
Transparent. But if you haven't read that book, I am like super into pet play right now. I have now read two kitten play books, a puppy play, and a bunny play. And the puppy play went like, it was by Colette Davison. It went super into like, they did dog shows and stuff with him, like
I
as a puppy.
wish that the haters in your comment section would actually listen to an episode of the podcast and realize that, like, reading romance novels does not make you a nymphomaniac fucking head case. It just makes you like a weirdo, like more of a weirdo. You know what I mean? And that's the best, they're the best type of people. I did, I posted something like on my story. I was like, none of you are normal. And I love that. Literally, like,
Yeah, we're amazing. It's the best genre.
yeah,
Love it. Like, am I into
exactly.
kitten play, puppy play, and bunny play? No, I am not. But I consider it fun to learn about other people's interests. Just like if I was doing small talk at a bar, only it's not socially acceptable to outwardly ask people what their kinks are.
Oh, I do that
Until you're like
100%.
four drinks in, then I
No,
will.
I don't even need the drink. No, you
No,
know
I'm
me.
just gonna go up
Can't
to
help
frat
myself.
guy and just be like, "Hey, what are you into?
It was
Butt
this.
play? All frat boys are. I've
Oh,
learned.
yeah.
Yeah,
100%. 100%.
100%.
Yours is from conversation, mine's from hands-on experience. Okay, what's the best cover with people?
Okay,
Give us.
so this is cheating. This is cheating because this is not a book I read for the first time last year, but it
That's
is a
okay.
book that she re announced a new cover for it, and I did reread it last year, and that's Wit by Cora Rose. And she went from, there's a new cover option on her website coming up. She went from like a picture of a man's face and a gorgeous man, gorgeous cover, to straight up half naked, and not half naked like from the navel up. No, it is a side profile of a man, full body side profile, nude as can be, bubble butt. She went like, instead of getting more discreet, she got filthier,
I love that.
and it's gorgeous. And I never buy dual copies of books. Like, I own two copies of the Finley Fenn books, but she has sent me both copies, like the paperbacks and the hardcovers. I don't own a single other dual copy of a book, but I'm going to fucking buy this nudie book.
And display it.
Out, facing out on my
Perfect.
bookshelf. Yep.
Perfect.
What about you?
Okay, so mine, I have two answers, of course, because I cannot help myself. One is by Kat Wynn. It's Airplane Games, and it's like a guy's torso. He's got a bit of hair, but the best part is because, like, obviously air travel is a massive thing. Who would have thought in a fucking book named Airplane Games? The way the plane is like displayed, it just looks like phallic. It's incredible. Love it, love it, love it.
Oh,
And then the other one is going to be King by
I
S.J.
was
Tilley.
just going to say, speaking of phallic.
But the reason why I love this one is because the like in the book it's a hetero, like a male female, but in real life the cover model of King is like a leather daddy. I've seen his Instagram and I was like, bitch, pop off. Love it. Love it. So that's why that one.
I went to his Instagram after she like tagged him, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Mwah. Chef's
I also
kiss.
love though that people were complaining that the first two books, Nero and is it Nero and King, have like the wording on one, like in one level, you know, like three quarters of the way down the page, and then Dom and Hans have the wording differently, and people were like, why are they different? Like, it's annoying that they're not exactly, you know, exactly the same. And she was like, because I won't cover up a bulge.
Yes,
She's like, I
thank
will
you.
not put words over, I'm paying good money for the outline of this man's penis on this cover, and you're gonna see it. And I respect that so much. That is a boss
That's
move.
Sally Jessie Raphael Titty Antics right there. That's what I call her if you guys didn't know
I
that.
was like, who?
Yeah, that's obviously not her real name. But I've actually sent her a package back, guys. So keep your eyes peeled on her stories because that is gonna
Ooh,
be fucking popping.
I'm very excited. Okay, so the next topic, the next section, the next award, I
Award.
guess, goes to best fight and or grovel because I couldn't decide in the moment. And usually if it's a good fight, it has to come with like a good grovel. So anyways, but I cheated. I picked a 2024 book specifically because I finished it today and I think you are really going to appreciate it, and I needed to say it to you face to face. It is from the
Okay.
book Extradition by Kelly Fox. It is a billionaire mafia, like one character's a billionaire and they're usually like nerdy, and the other character's always like a mobster. and it's gay, and they're falling in love. Perfect. And it starts with like the billionaire up on stage, like talking to his like employees. And one of the employees stands up and just tells him the fuck off. Basically, like,
Oh, yes.
there is no such thing as an ethical billionaire. You are a waste of space. Like, everything you're saying that like you give to your employees is like not doesn't benefit them at all. Like, if they have access to a pool, how does that help if they're working 60 hours a week? Like, you are the worst person that's ever graced our presence. Like, literally just lays, and these are the two people who fall in love, just lays the fuck into him. The whole like plot of the book is that like the guy's kind of a he's kind of just following his father's footsteps and listening to him and stuff. And like Joe is the guy in the audience, and he's the first, like, he's part of a mafia family, but he like went to college and like got out, and he's been working for this company, and but he fucking hates the main guy. And then the whole thing is like the fight goes viral, and he has
Oh.
to the entire book then, so in the, like, to save face, they like hire him back as like a consultant to help them be better to their employees. And he learns that like the billionaire is actually like he's misguided, but he has potential. And
Okay.
the whole series is actually billionaires deciding to use their money for good, like saving human trafficking victims. And it, I mean, total
Yeah.
fantasy, obviously.
Yeah, 100%.
But like they end up like, I
100%.
think, funneling more of their money that like it actually makes them not billionaires.
Oh, good.
What is it?
Excellent.
Jeff
Do the
Bezos is like
Kardashians
life.
next.
Seriously. But anyways, I thought it was great because I've never, usually billionaire books, it's like they're kind of like put up on a pedestal. And
Yeah.
e like, even if the heroine's like, oh, like you're trash because you're a billionaire, it's like, or like, it's usually not because they're a billionaire that they're trash. It's usually that they're just an asshole. But in this, he's like a really sweet guy who's just like, he does like the whole alpha thing. And Joe's in the audience, like, you know, there's no such thing as like alpha wolves, right? That's a debunked study, and like just like humiliating this guy on stage. Like, it was so
I
fucking
am Joe.
funny.
Joe is me,
Yeah.
honestly.
I was
Love
literally like, who's writing this book about Michaela?
that. Another one.
But yeah, I am on a Kelly Fox. I think this is my 14th Kelly Fox book in a row.
My God,
So I am
I love
like,
when you spiral.
I'm
Like it's
spiraling so
always.
deep. And here's the worst fucking part is that all of her books, and this is a complaint that people have apparently had of her, is that all of her books, like, there's like no standalones necessarily. Like, every book relates to books in the past or has like overlapping characters. So it's, she's not really someone you can hop in at like her newest release and
Yeah.
understand what's going on. You need to kind of read everything. I am not following the rules. I read like two books from the first series, like two books from the third series, two books from the second, one book from the fourth. Then I went back to the first. Then I went to the novella. And then I'm like, I'm all over the place. And it's amazing. Like, of the Mafia Billionaire one, I read book two, book four, book three, and then book one. I'm like, and for the first time ever, I'm actually like, it would be, have been better if I read it in order. Like,
Yeah, but you do things your way, and
yeah.
that's how it's done.
I
And
do
we
also want to
love.
mention that the first series is veterans or mili a lot of the characters are like ex-military and stuff, if that's a trigger for anybody. But in the first series, it's guys who work, and I'd actually read one of these in 2022, but it's guys who run a gym for veterans, and like, so they have a safe space to like work out and like be among their peers, and like a lot of them are amputees or like have disabilities now. And one of the books, the novella, has a man who has three limbs amputated. So he has three
Yeah.
prosthetics, and two, his legs are prosthetics and one arm. And then he ends up meeting a guy who has his other arm amputated. So they're like mirror images of each other. And I'm just love, like, you can tell that this woman does her research. Like,
Yep.
she knows like terminology. She knows like the hardships that they would like. I mean, it's just spectacular. So that was my first. I think she has like three books with amputees, which I'm really enjoying because it's like, you know, getting to see a side of the military. Usually, when you read a military romance, they're all like, I don't know, just like big manly men with, you know, they might, the author
Yeah.
might throw in some nightmares or
Yeah,
like some
yeah, yeah.
anxiety or something. But like Kelly
I've
goes
read
like
one of those.
all in. Like, these guys have like serious trauma, missing limbs. One guy has, which was really sweet actually. He was severely burnt. This is turning into just a Kelly Fox podcast. Sorry, but I need someone to talk to this about. And Shayna will be like, "You were talking to me all weekend, you dumb bitch." Yes, I was, Shayna. I was also talking to you about this, but I love this part because it's a pining book, and the guy jumped on an IED and has severe burns to like his body. And I will say there's like some magic serum that like heals people like later. I guess it the one series I haven't read ties it all together, and I haven't read that one yet, but it's like a super
We'll get
secret
there.
like serum that can like speed healing. And but anyway, so he ends up going, but you find out that like partway through that the other guy like doesn't think he has a dick and is still in love with him. And the other guy's like, "No, I have a dick." Like it's just
Good.
like there's some issues with it because of what happened to him. And he literally thinks this guy like doesn't love him. And the other guy's like, "I didn't know you had a dick." And he's like, "You loved me without the like, and you didn't even think
Oh.
that I was able to like, we were able to have sex, like like, you know, I wasn't able to penetrate you in that way. Like you just still loved me." And it was just like the sweetest fucking thing I've ever read. I was just like that, like I almost like teared up because the guy's just like so trauma. Anyways, these books are doing it. And I hate military romance. I usually steer completely clear unless they're like mercenaries who just like kill people, bad guys. So anyways, sorry.
I love how like everything, like all of my answers are just like I don't know how I've become the concise one. Like I'm just like, okay, so this
No.
is what it is. But this was like it speaks volumes because Kate was in a massive reading slump last year.
For like
Like it
3 months
was
after that,
yeah.
after the ogre. The ogre
That's it.
books
Oh
fucked me
my
up,
God.
guys. I went
The
into a slump
fucking
for like
ogres.
over 2 months before it was
Yeah.
mid-December by the time I like really broke my reading slump. So, and I'm
Yeah,
so
after you.
excited. I've been reading banger after banger after banger after banger. Like I haven't, I think I've read one. Yeah, maybe one bad book so far this year.
Just been on the winning streak. So mine, I'm going to be pretty mysterious with my answer because the fight or grovel. So Kate actually did read this one after I talked about it in my hockey romance, and that's Iced Out by C.E. Ritchie. Is it, how's it pronounced? C.E. or C. Ritchie?
I've been
I've heard it
saying
said both ways.
CE. I've been
Yeah,
saying
same.
CE because it's
So
initials. If it was
yeah.
C, I would imagine C lowercase e, but
Yeah.
it's not.
So C.E. Ritchie, purely because there's an actual reason for the fight. You know how sometimes it's like in a romance, it was like, oh, and I just realized like I was too tall for her, or her enemies were my
I
enemies,
fucking
and
hate it.
that would have made them friend, like that sort of thing, you know? So it's like, so there was an actual reason for their argument. It's pretty like important in the plot of the book. And for some reason, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but it's really, it makes sense. Like it makes sense why they fought. And, yeah, the things that needed to happen for them to come back together.
And this is a gay hockey romance.
Yeah, gay hockey romance, college,
Yeah.
very
It's
cute.
great. I loved it. And I then read this. I think only two are out right now, the first and the
Yeah.
second, obviously.
But I haven't read the second one yet. I don't
It was
know what the
also
fuck
good.
I've been reading. I've just been reading small town romance, guys. Like I read the Elsie Silver books. Now I'm into the Devney Perry.
Yeah,
Elsie
what the
Silver's
hell?
got, I don't know. Elsie Silver's got one of those
It's kind of
military
unlike you,
romances.
actually.
It
This is
is.
not your vibe typically.
I don't know who I am right now. I'm going through some sort of metamorphosis, like not unlike the Hilary Duff album. So, you know, I'm going through something, obviously.
You
And
always have like a
I've just got
pop
to go.
culture reference to just
I
like whip
do.
out. Like that's
Yeah.
incredible.
Thank you. Also been watching a lot of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. So that's like another thing. I want to like
Ew.
start what?
Of
Fuck
Salt Lake
off.
City?
Yeah. There's
What the?
a cast member. So I'm on season one. I've already seen all of season one and half of season two. So I decided to rewatch. But there is a woman called Mary Cosby, and she married her step grandfather, and she's not even Mormon.
Okay, now I kind of want to watch.
So in her grandmother's will, her grandmother passed away and said that one of her granddaughters had to marry her husband, her second husband, and it was her step grandfather.
Wait. This is real life?
This is real life, yeah.
Why is it reading like a romance novel?
I wouldn't call that a romance novel. That's
No,
fucking
but like
horror.
the
That's a
whole like the
Stephen
will
King.
mandating that people get
Yeah.
married, I don't think that
Yeah.
you, why would the grandma say that? To keep the money like in the family so he could never marry
Yeah.
someone
Because
else.
they're like, well, he's like a pastor. It's like a mega church, like Pentecostal.
Oh,
So,
it's getting worse.
yeah. It does. So they're not even the Mormons. So incredible. And then there's like, they've all got like breast implants. Love that. Lisa Barlow is the queen of my life. If you have watched Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, please slide into my DMs. One of the cast members is now in jail because she was defrauding the elderly. So that's like incredible.
Why, if
Yeah.
you are breaking the law in any way, shape, or form, why would you put a spotlight on yourself by going on reality television?
Do you know what though? Like, I fully think that it's just narcissism because I
It's
have
gotta
this
be.
conversation all the time. Like, I try to explain, like, because a lot of the people are like, I'll get messages like, oh, I'm watching Married at First Sight, like the Australian one. And I'm like, sorry, Australia, but we are not good at reality TV. There's something with Americans. Like, you have this certain type of sociopathy. Like, you can just put yourself out there. Like, if you've ever seen an episode of Vanderpump Rules, you'll understand. Like, Americans are the exact brand of insane for reality TV. Like, the British are funny at it. Like, they've got The Only Way is Essex, Made in Chelsea. That's all funny. They can, be really dry and laugh. But Americans have this, like, no shame for, and they just deliver on reality TV. Like, you guys, nobody does reality like Americans, truly.
I will say though that of all the Love Islands, the America one sucks the most.
Yeah. So I think that Love Island, this is like me getting really philosophical with this, but Love Island definitely has the pipeline of just Instagram influencer.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say Real Housewives is more affluent, moving in those sort of circles. But like, also having said that, like Paris Hilton having a reality TV show, like that's insane. That is an incredible study into the collective mental illness of her family, truly. Like,
That
I
show was
can't even.
amazing, though.
Yeah, like Simple Life, and then yeah, like Paris in Love Now is just crazy, crazy. But
Oh
that's a
yeah, I
whole
was
other
thinking
story.
her
That's,
original one. Does she has a new one?
yeah, it's
I was
like
thinking
her
The
as
Simple
an,
Life was genius, like an
yeah.
absolute genius, like idea to, and it just took them to like her to a household name. Her
Yeah,
family
but now
was, but now she's.
her as like a mother, and then like confronting her own mother for the abuse that she suffered in
Jeez
those like
Louise.
fucking schools and shit. Anyway, it's a whole thing, and that's not what we're here for. But I could go on about this all day, so you know where to
Different
find me.
podcast. We'll do a reality TV podcast where you just
Yeah, because
explain.
you never really watch like reality TV. Like, you love horror movies, you'd love reality TV. You know what I
I
mean?
watch a lot of like whatever when I had Netflix, I would get bored and watch like the Netflix ones. And I used to watch like Little Women
Oh yeah.
LA.
Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like Below Deck is like was very slept on for the longest time. But that's also incredible. Okay, let's get back to the books, because like this
Okay.
is, we could be fucking here all day. We've already done three. We've only got
All right.
five,
And
guys. Like,
also,
we can
like,
get through this.
I kind of feel bad that I'm kind of spoiling these, but at the same
No, not
time,
at
like,
all.
I'm saying the title. If you think you're going to read that title, I guess just skip a few
Guys, it's a romance novel. How fucking shocked can you
minutes.
be? Do you know what I mean? This is why we read them, because it's
Yeah.
like
But I'm like,
HEA is
if
guaranteed
I
at the
thought it was
end.
aw, and then I'm like ruining it for them. But, anyways, so this is most aw. And I picked one that had a moment that's like seriously stuck with me, because I think it doesn't, you don't find out until like book three of the Spectral series or the Spectral Files by Essie Harmon. And it's a second chance, like the whole thing is kind of second chance. Like I've talked about it before, obviously. It's like one of my gay detective series that I'm like obsessed with. And it's the main guy, I forget all names because I read like eight of these series. The one who can talk to ghosts. He leaves. He breaks up with his boyfriend. He gets a job with the FBI, and he's like, I'm gonna leave. And he kind of expects his boyfriend to like ask him to stay or like come with, and he doesn't, and like it just ends. But they were like they really liked each other, but the ghost guy could never quite open up because he sees fucking ghosts and he didn't want to tell anybody. So he goes to the FBI, and 5 years later he gets like demoted at the FBI basically because he goes to a victim's family and like tells them that he's dead. Like, because he's missing, and I think he's just like, he's dead. And he's like, his ghost told me to, like, give you this message. And the family's like, no. So they report him to the FBI, and he like gets demoted. And he has to go work with his ex-boyfriend and the small town police department where he like grew up. And so the whole thing is like, it's second chance. He stays in his house with him. There's clearly like feelings still involved. And then, like book three, I think you find out that in the 5 years since he left, his ex-boyfriend has never slept with anybody else, never gone on a date, like never been interested in somebody other than him. And I wanted to just throw up everywhere. Like, it's the sweet, like they are the sweetest. His boyfriend is so, like, just the one of the best heroes I've ever read. He's just like the sweetest fucking guy. And yeah, he's just like, I love you. And I never slept with anybody else ever in the entire, and I was like, aw. And so,
So
yeah.
someone did that in a book I've just read, and I was like, unbelievable, liars, idiots, fools, demons. It was a Devney Perry book, obviously. Me just taking a shit on these books, honestly, but that's fine. That's okay.
It's all in the, like, yeah,
It's
in
all in the
some,
delivery. It's all in the
yeah.
motivation.
The fact that
It's
it didn't
all
come
in
out,
the political affiliation.
yeah, there you go. It didn't come out until like later in the series. You know, I feel like if it had come out in like the beginning, I would have been like, but the fact that like he didn't come right out and try to use that as like leverage in their relationship at all, or to, and he never held it over the other guy's head that Ghost Guy like did have relations with other people while they were separated, like, because he wasn't as, his heart wasn't as in it as the boyfriend's was, like, until he came back, and he was, once he was able to be open about himself, their relationship got like so much better. I can't recommend the series enough. Like every other page was just like, aw. So there you
Me,
go.
I'll read that, Kate. Do you have time to do that?
You
Go
don't
back to your
fucking have
Devney Perrys. My
time.
most, oh, this is no shock, no shock, guys. We know what's the book that traumatized me. What is the book that was my emotional crutch through everything? It is Scoring the Player by Rebecca Jenschak. That whole book is an awe. I will never forget the feeling of the pit in my stomach when I was laying in bed in cold sweats with a COVID rebound, thinking about how much Felix loved Dahlia and how much
All right.
Dahlia loved Felix.
That's it. I'm gonna fucking read this. I'm gonna read it by the next time we record.
Hey.
The noise that just came over the mic when you did that, though.
I hate when people read things that I tell them to. I've gone red. Look, I get hives, guys, on my chest when something like stresses me
We're
out.
on a
Immediate hives.
recommendation podcast.
Yeah, I'm, like I, you know me, maybe my opposition defiance disorder. So,
But you've talked about it now, like three separate podcasts, and I trust your judgment because
Concurrently.
we're annoyed by a lot of the same shit. And so I feel like if it didn't annoy you, then it's got to have redeeming qualities, and I have to read it.
Get
Maybe this will get me
mastitis or
back into
something.
straight romance. Like I really need to be
Nah, I
like
don't think
that.
anything's gonna do that. I
It
actually went to
will.
Lifeline Book Fest yesterday with my friend Sarah, and we were talking about how like Kate is just the queen of like MM at the moment. Like,
I just get st it's got to be some, like, part of my mental illness that I just
yeah,
get
100%.
stuck in a
100.
theme, and I really like, I'm like honestly stressed out by how many like mafia romances there are that I will never be able to read them all, and so I'm just like panic reading them like they're gonna disappear, and I'm just like, I
Well,
just get
bitch,
stuck in a
this is
loop.
happening. This is happening in Australia. Like, I had this conversation, you know, when things are picked up by TradPub here, we lose it off KU. So Elsie Silver's off. So the whatever the fuck it is, Chestnut Springs. But you know what I found out about that, Aussie listeners, is that there's a sister, Violet. So these books are about the three brothers and one ring-in brother hockey player, of course. So we meet a sister in the first book, and it turns out that it's actually her and her friends in the series that's still on KU. It's like off to the races. So like, you should read that before, so you meet little fucking sister Eden. Same
And
thing probably
maybe
with
that's
Devney
gonna get picked
Perry.
up though too, then by the
Well, we'll
publisher.
see. Like, when I read these books, and there's something really funny about the formatting of oh my God, I want to see if I can find it and like show Kate on. It's like you can tell that they have it. Here it is. That's a perfect example. It's like, you know, when the book sort of has like at the extra page, so that's the page there, and then there's like a blank page, and then it starts the next chapter.
Oh yeah, you think, yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, like they haven't like polished it, but that's like a whole other fucking thing. So yeah, like I'm in my small town romance era,
Yeah.
and it's foul. It's so disturbing to me. Like, who am I?
I think I'll get out. Let's see what, that's something I want to read while we have a moment and
I
see how I'm going to
can,
get out.
guys, okay, let's mark it down. It is January. January, Kate says she's getting over MM romance.
I'm
It
not
has
getting
been.
over. I'm forcing myself out.
Nah. No, just ride
Ah,
the wave,
shit.
baby
My
girl.
whole want to read on Goodreads is gay
Do you know how many
romance.
books I have you ever seen how many books I've got on my want to read?
I have 157.
I've got a really cute story about my want to read. So I've got three books on mine, and it's always been like that.
So on these black sands, I've got to read that. I bought The Blazing Star. This is like a YA book about a girl who was like sent back to ancient Egypt. I fuck heavy with ancient Egypt, if you guys didn't know that. That's the only one. So I bought that book. I can technically remove that from my shelves, but I will read it first. And then the only other book that I have, I've got three, and this is a book that my dearly departed grandpa was telling me about. It's called Women of Undressed, a memoir by Ori Kelly. And I've had that on there since 2016. I've made no moves to track the book down. I just put it there because my grandpa told me to check it out. I miss him. Anyway, let's do the last one.
Okay.
Most sex scenes. What are the most sex scenes you've read in a book?
Okay, so I was going to say Upending Tad by Cora Knight, because it's six novellas and it's pretty much 95% sex scenes. But I said that in my top five books of the year, I think. So I was like, I won't, I'm still gonna honorable mention it because I do think because it's six novellas, it's longer than like a regular book, and so I think it has the most sex scenes. But I also read Games with the Orc by Katherine Moon. And my review of that book was there could have been a little bit more plot. It's just a heroine. The plot, there's plot at the very beginning, plot at the very end. Very beginning, the heroine is broken up with by her ex or by her boyfriend and decides to use this time to finally fulfill her kinky side by hiring a monster escort from like this kink service for the weekend, and she like goes to this cabin and he fulfills all of her kinks, which there are a lot of them, and in the process they like fall in love, obviously, but like it's just the entire book is just them in this cabin fucking, like I
Okay,
mean
I respect
the
it.
entire book, it's just she's chained to a bed, he bathes her, I think that, I mean I it was just like wow. I feel like Catherine Moon just went through like a kink checklist and was just like, okay, all of them. So yeah, it was, I mean, I love Catherine Moon. It's very like it's very good. But I was like, because her other books are a lot more, a lot of them are like suspense in there as well. And this one wasn't. It was just like banging. Banging the whole time. So if you're into that. I think it might be on KU now. It wasn't at the time I bought it, but I think it might be on KU now. So that's it. What about you?
Love. Okay, I'm actually, this is a general answer. The most sex scenes is anything themed that we read for this godforsaken podcast because the ratio of sex with weird things to dialogue is always fucking insane. So anything that we have like themed, like what was that pumpkin fucking book? That was like 12 pages, 10 and a half of them were fucking. And on the first page, she had to finger herself because she was so horny walking from the car to a pumpkin, you know? So I would say literally anything that we have ever told you about that we read as a theme. And they're usually the ones that are like, don't read this book. Because we read them, we're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, we're reading them for you. It's our community service.
First time
No,
I've ever done
agreed.
community service, not court mandated. So you're welcome.
Perfect. Well, are you just going to be going down the Daphne Perry rabbit hole then further?
I'm not happy about it, but I will be. Look, I'm trying not to buy books this year, guys. So I'm also just trying not to think about the fact that I have to go to work tomorrow, but it's fine. It'll be fine, I guess.
I need to take a page out of your book though and read the amount of like paperbacks that I actually have, paperbacks that authors have sent me to read, paperbacks that I have bought, paperbacks that publishers have sent me to read. I mean, I would say like of my, so I've read all of my mass markets. I fucking love a mass market. There's just something about them. But my tradition or my trad pub trade paperbacks are just piling up. I'd say I've probably only read like, I don't know, 40% of the ones on my bookshelf, because like they just keep fucking coming. So I really am, I think maybe February I'm going to, and we can do an episode of it, of me just tackling my actual physical TBR. I'm going to do books that authors have sent me, making sure I hit those up, and then also books that like maybe like the books that have been on my shelf the fucking longest. Some of them have been up there like 4 or 5 years maybe. So, and I don't want to get rid of
Feel
them.
that.
I got rid of a lot of the ones. I put them in the little libraries all over my town. The ones that I was like, I will never read this. Like, a publisher, it's usually the ones publishers send me or my mom gets and then gives to me, where I'm just like, look, somebody else will appreciate this way more than I will.
Yeah.
Like, it just, I'm not vibing.
I
And
did.
yeah.
I put a bunch of like I put a J. Kristoff for some reason in my kids' school little library. I put Empire of the Vampire in there, and that shit was snapped up so fast. And then I saw like an actual child carrying a copy around. I'm not saying if it was my copy, but I was like, oh shit. Like I hid it, you know, so like a fucking kid couldn't get their hands on it. But
Maybe
yeah.
didn't work out.
Look, you know,
There's some elementary
monitor
school
what your
kid.
kids are reading, guys. Like, that's all I'm gonna say. It's not my fault. It's not my fault if your kids wanna get into that shit. Love that for
No.
them.
Yeah, if
But
my
there you
kid
go.
like genuinely, I'm not sure what I'm gonna do if my kid's like 8 and like trying to take my books off the shelf and read them, then we might have an issue, because I don't want to have that. I don't want to have to explain to an 8-year-old
Yeah.
what, like, I don't think they'd understand. But I don't want questions from an 8-year-old about that, so I
They
might have
just
to figure
yearn.
out.
They yearn for the minds at that age, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
Hopefully I'm like
they love.
filthy rich by that point.
Yep.
In like 5 years, we're like just like billionaire status, and I have a room with a lock. Because
Yeah.
I also don't want grubby kid hands on my books.
No, like filthy little beasts.
Yeah. My son already takes them off the shelf sometimes, because like I have nowhere else to put them but like his eye level, unfortunately. And he'll like sit on the ground and like flip through them, and every so often I just hear like a page tear. I'm like, God damn
Jesus Christ.
it.
I'd personally throw him out of the house if he did
Yeah.
that to my books. But yeah, so that's what we should do. We should do physical February. I know that February is
Oh,
not spelled with a PH. Maybe it should be though.
it is for this podcast.
Physical February.
I'm literally writing this down. Okay, actually, it looks really gross spelled with a PH.
I love that. Maybe we should spell physical with an F then. Let us know, guys, if you've made it
That
this far, let us know if you want
looks
to
a little
which one you would like to be spelt incorrectly.
better.
PH makes things look foul. Like, you know, it's like imagine spelling foul with a
It looks like
PH.
phlegm.
Yeah, foul.
Physical phlebrary.
Oh, God. That's me.
Right.
Like every time, like because COVID's obviously running rampant everywhere again. And like one of my coworkers and I, every time we hear someone cough, we like cross our fingers and start saying, big money, big money, big money, big money, big
You
money, because we would love to just have like a week off work. So that would
say that
be
like you weren't literally laid the fuck out by COVID like 3 months ago.
that was my rebound. Okay, there's no need to be rude, because this time I will relax.
This
I
time,
will
I promise I will not get that sick.
I have no Rebecca Jenschak books to read,
You have like
unfortunately,
five
but
Daphne Perrys, though, still, so.
I've got how well she also writes under a different name, like Willa something.
Oh, then you have a lot. Then you can definitely afford to get
Willa
sick.
Nash, it might be. Yeah.
Nice.
It's also funny when you were talking about your little ghosty books, because one of my favorite moments from 2023 is when Kate tried to tried
Oh
to watch Ghost Whisperer,
no.
and then Jennifer Love Hewitt because she was like, "Nah, I'm out. I'm a head out." Like it was just like, "No."
I always make it to the same. So TV shows like that were not meant to be binged. They were not. We've had this talk. Any TV show from back then was not meant to be binged, because once you start binging it, you start noticing plot holes and the characters become annoying instead of quirky. And I just like just it started out like me enjoying it. Like all my texts and stories were like happy. Then about season 3, I was like, this dumb fucking bitch. Like, she is running directly into trouble. She's a grown adult who can't ask for help. Like, why does no, like, you always stop telling people you can see ghosts. Like, I don't find a way around it. Write an anonymous letter. I don't know. I don't know.
Be chill, man.
I was
Be
just getting
cool.
so fucking annoyed with Jennifer Love Hewitt. I was like, I cannot stare at your face another minute. I didn't make it.
For good reason. There
Yeah.
you go. Me and Supernatural, I'm up to season 10.
I could binge watch that because I just would like to look at them.
That what was the book that I was reading? Actually, it was Hopeless by Elsie Silver. It's this virgin heroine, and she's talking about how she masturbates while thinking of Jensen Ackles. And I couldn't help but think, I was like, imagine if his wife like read this book. You know what I mean? Like, do you ever think about like
It's
celebrities
that
reading
is
something?
very weird. Somebody actually mentioned to me along those lines. They were like, do you ever think like in some of like the weird covers with like real people on them, like the kinky roommate one I'm reading, has like photoshopped like bunny ears, dog ears, like in, and I'm like, someone was like DM me, like, imagine if the cover like person just like saw this. Like, do you think they get like made fun of by their friends if their friend like comes across like a book with them, like some straight dude with like dog ears photoshopped on his head?
Yeah, well, one of my friends, like, she was like, it was her face, like an AI cover.
Oh.
And there's obviously like nothing they can do. Yeah. So she's like an influencer, but we're mutuals. And I messaged her and I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm pretty sure this is like a photo of you. And she's like, yeah, it is. I was like, fuck.
That's so
No
fucking
good.
creepy.
It was fucked up.
And they say the
But
AI comes up with its own shit.
yeah, right.
Yeah,
I
that's
think I've
crazy.
sent it to you. I'll send it to you again.
No,
But
you
yeah,
have.
like,
I remember this, and it was freaky. Because then you sent me the actual photo that AI stole to make it, and it was like exact. It was AI didn't even try. AI put
No,
no effort into that at all.
there was no attempt.
It was
There's
just like,
no
I'm gonna
star.
steal this and make it look like it has a Disney filter on it or some shit.
Like, honestly, guys, can we please, let's just do a little refresher. Let's just watch the Terminator franchise for fuck's sake. Like, Sarah Connor did not bust her cunt for us to behave like this. That's all I'm saying. That's
Agreed.
all I'm saying. And with that, we bid you farewell. We
Yes.
will see you, silly little smuts, next week. I hope that your dad's good. He's been in my DMs, just so you know.
Know. It started, you've said that enough times that like it's, I just think it's hot. Like, I just
Yeah.
think that you're just like fucking everyone's dads. I'm like, yeah, okay.
That's because you're such a good girl.
I've been reading a lot of daddy. So my last thing was daddy. It went into daddy, into mafia. I'm like, fuck. Fuck.
The spiral. The spiral.
Hans is what kicked me in. Okay, no, he did. Hans by SJ Tilly kicked me into mafia. That was her. That was an MF, and that was her fault. So
It's
anyway.
Mob Wife Summer coming up. That's the other thing. Tony Soprano. We've always known the power of Tony Soprano in this
I've seen,
house. And
I
by
watch,
house,
I
I
binged the
mean
Sopranos
vagina.
too. That is
There you
also a
go.
binge.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us your time this week. And yeah, stay smutty, stay slutty. How do I? Yeah, it's like a tongue twister. And read whatever the fuck you want.
Mwah!
Bye.